The following is a presentation of CJPE 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county in Prince Edward County.
Welcome back to the County Grapevine. I'm Krista Delmy, and you're listening to Art Scene. I have with me now in the studio the director and cast of On a First Name Basis, which opened last night at the Mount Tabor Playhouse in Milford. So I'd like to extend a warm welcome to Fred Robinson, who is the director, as well as Joan McBride and John Coneskin, who make up the cast. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So in this play, written by Norm Foster, Lucy Hopperstad is housekeeper to the very successful but cantankerous novelist David Kilbride. As the play opens, David discovers that he knows nothing about his housekeeper of 28 years, while Lucy knows absolutely everything about him. And he makes it his mission to learn all that he can about her in a most engaging conversation. As Lucy is getting ready to enter shift, David invites her to stay and have a drink, curious about the woman who has been tending to his house all of these years. So, that is it in a nutshell. And Joan, we're going to start with you. How did this production come about?
Well, after we did the Belle of Amherst in 2017, people really liked the show, and they wanted to know when we were going to do something else. So, about several months later, we started looking for scripts, and I knew I wanted to do a comedy. I knew I wanted to not be myself on the, be all by myself on the stage again. So I wanted another acting partner and something Canadian. So it was pretty narrow. And this script came across my desk, and I looked at it and I read it a couple of times. And then finally I thought, maybe this is the one. So then passed it on to Charles, passed it on to Fred. And they really liked it, so.
Mm-hmm. And so Charles is your husband.
Yes.
And your producer.
Yes.
And how does that all work?
Oh, well, he gets to sleep with the actress, and I get to sleep with the producer.
Wow.
Well, we actually have a lot of work-related activities because he's the minister at St. Mary Magdalene, mm-hmm. and I'm very active in that parish as well, especially on the storytelling side of things, mm-hmm. you know, different programs we offer. And so we're quite... We're quite a well-oiled machine that way, I think, you know? Yeah.
That is great. And back to the play. So what do you look for when you're selecting a play? Like, what was it about this play that spoke to you?
That's a tough one. It's sort of broad. Well, first of all, I want a play that resonates for me right away. And the situation and the characters in this play, on the surface, I was laughing out loud at the script. But then when I'm back and read it again, I thought, no, this is more than just a comedy. Like, this resonates, sort of excavates down levels and resonates into poignancy and pathos and all sorts of wonderful places that we like to explore. Mm-hmm. But then my second question is, does it suit the audience that's here in Prince Edward County? And that's always a tougher match to make or mm-hmm. fit to make. But this one really said to me right away, yeah, no, this would be a good one for county people to come and see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the last show that you did at Mount Tabor was The Belle of Amherst. So On a First Name Basis is quite a departure from that, which was a one-woman show and a period piece. So how's that been for you?
I like to think that when I work on a character and explore a character, I'm getting to know someone on a first name basis. Mm-hmm. And so Emily's still alive in me, mm-hmm. and so is Margaret Jones from Unjustly. And so I just kind of invite Lucy to, you know, come alive in me. I have an insatiable appetite for research, and the fact that she was from her parents were from Norway. Fascinated me. I directed a production of Peer Gynt, and I love Liv Ullmann as an actor, and so my whole Norwegian research thing started to happen, and I found some wonderful discoveries which really helped me to get to know Lucy better, mm-hmm. in terms of her backstory and so on. And so that's the fun part for me, really, just sort of trying to find out enough about this person so that I can feel that she's coming alive in me and give her her voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had the pleasure of getting to see you work, and yeah, you do have a very in-depth process, I think, more so than a lot of other actors I've known. It's quite fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah. John, we're going to turn next to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Sure.
We may have to turn the microphone over.
How's that?
There
Is
we
that
go.
Better?
That's great, yeah. So I understand you're visiting the county for this production.
Yes, I am. I live in Ottawa normally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you been to the county before?
Oh, many years ago, I was with the Festival of Players doing fight choreography for Goodnight Desdemona.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Probably 10 years ago or
I don't
so?
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably. Yeah. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Oh, my goodness. So, how did you come to be involved in this production?
Well, I got an email from a friend of mine, a playwright, which was a forwarding message from someone here looking, and they said they needed an actor for their show, that the actor had been cast, had been had an injury and couldn't do the show. So I wasn't working this fall, so I thought, yeah, sure, why not? So I applied and read the script and auditioned, and fortunately they picked me.
It is kind of I find Mount Tabor is a very special sort of place to have a production, especially when you're in rehearsal and nobody else is around. It's this such right. a beautiful pastoral setting to
yeah, totally. I was biking from where I was staying, which is about 7.5 kilometers or so. And the weather's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great. I loved it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was lucky enough to see the dress rehearsal the other night, and your character is, shall we say, perhaps a little bit unlikable. Not always.
Just the character, not the actor.
I like
the character, not the actor.
But I'm curious what it's like playing a character like that, and I should say I do think that you ultimately do succeed in portraying him in a compassionate way, but what is that like to climb in somebody's skin that maybe is a little bit unlikable?
Well, you know, I've played worse people. Yeah, I mean, he's just fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
The last play I was in was a play called Butcher,
mm-hmm.
where which I had done 4 times, and that was a really awful person.
Oh my goodness!
Like no comparison.
Yeah, who's that play by?
That's by Nicolas Bihan, who won the Governor General's Award mm-hmm. a few years ago, and won the Canadian Screen Award for Elephant Song. Butcher has played just about everywhere. I did the original production in Calgary, and then I did it twice in Toronto, and once in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have even a disturbed look in your eyes as you're talking about it.
The character I play in that one, not to go in too long a off of a track here, but he spoke a foreign language, a made-up foreign language that two Slavic languages profs created at U of T. So it sounds like Serbo-Croatian, but it's nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must be extremely challenging.
Yeah, that was
for
the first time
actor.
I did it. It was pretty nerve-wracking.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so having a mildly unlikable character must come as somewhat of a relief.
Oh,
perhaps.
No, this is just a treat.
Fred, I think we'll turn to you for a moment.
Okay.
So, Fred, can you tell me a little bit about your approach as a director? I mean, I know you have worked with Joan before, but how do you balance you know, the ideas that the actors have with your vision for the play?
That's a good question, because I think as a director, I'm not the traditional director who's got his complete ideas and he wants you to do this, do that, do the other. And I think Joan put it quite nicely one night. Somebody had asked her about it and said, I give them the brush strokes to allow them to work within that. And I feel that when the actor is creating the person, because they're doing it in a different way from me, I don't see all the stuff that they're doing until they go on stage, and then I can start to play with what they are doing mm-hmm. and put it into the context for myself. So I really try to work with what they have to say themselves and how they want to expose the emotion and weave that into what I think is the way the play should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me imposing, it's me saying, okay, what do you have that I can use that will then create the show?
Mm-hmm. And you had quite a long rehearsal process.
We started in January, just briefly reading,
mm-hmm.
and then we didn't do anything until May. But it wasn't so much rehearsal per se, it was finding out about the character, finding mm-hmm. about the... what is there beneath this? For example, you need backstories to support your interpretation. And so initially, we were worried about why is it that Lucy is so upset at the beginning of the play. Well, it's because she has to work for him, but you need to find some rationale that makes sense for it all. And Joan came up with some lovely ideas about the background, which has nothing to do with the play. It's just created by the actor. And it made absolute sense. Yeah, we'll play it that way, as if that were true, and it's not included in the script. But if it were true, then the script makes sense for us as director and actor.
Yeah. And I understand you originally had someone else cast in the role of David Kilbride.
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, he had a fall and was not able to continue playing the part, which was a big shock to us, because just before that, in June, we had been in some fairly intense rehearsals once a week, and we'd managed to get Act One performed and presented to us off book, which was a big position to be at. And then suddenly we lost the actor. So that was a big jolt, and we were, what do we do at that point, you know? Unfortunately, we were able to hire John to come into the breach, and that was a wonderful, that was a bonus.
Yeah.
Our previous actor is getting fitter by, as a consequence of what happened to him. He's doing exercising and things, and he's feeling good. Mm-hmm. And we were able to find someone who was absolutely the perfect person to replace with. So
I often find working in the arts, and especially in theater, is just a series of long problems to be solved. What's next? Yes.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you just don't know what those problems are when you start out the process.
Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of improvisation required.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the thing that we have banned around the theater at the moment is the expression break a leg.
Yes. We'll skip that. So one of the things that first struck me when I walked into the theater the other night was the set design, and I understand that you also designed the set, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
It is very beautiful. And I think of the things that really makes it, it's the set is an interior of a home, of a quite beautiful home. And I thought one of the things that really gave it such a beautiful touch was that it has real artwork hanging on the walls.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite people is Claudia McCabe. She's a real sweetheart. And she was designing costumes for us for this show. And she said to me at one point, she said, what are you going to do about the set? And I said, well, this is what my set is. She'd seen the set design. And she said, why don't you come over to my house? You can have anything you want. And I said, I will be there. and she was just so generous, and we've got so many of her paintings that everything on the stage has been painted by Claudia. All of the paintings. And
there are some very diverse paintings in there.
Yeah, that's quite incredible.
So that was really exciting, and to have that as a resource is incredible for a director and designer. You know, it's just, you know what you want, but you can't create it yourself in time, you know, how do you get it done? And she just did what was incredible, gave me options. And when we didn't, threw all our house at one point, she said, no, let's go to the other rooms. And then went, you know.
So. Yeah, it really is so beautiful. I mean, then the stage at Mount Tabor is so tiny, that it really, I think, lends to the ability to create such magic in such a small space. And, I just loved the... The design of it was actually as though I felt like an interior designer had designed this room, which is, I guess, would make sense if it's in, the character's very wealthy, and it was just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I suppose you're saying that my stage design director that I took courses with when I was doing my theater training would be very pleased that you said that.
it really is so gorgeous. And what do you all have coming up next? I mean, I know we're in the throes of it now, but anything on the horizon that you'd like to share?
Well, what was really exciting was that usually we ask for surveys to be filled in to get information back about people. And Charles usually does some little drawing so that we can. It's worthwhile filling in the form for it. And he stumped us the other day by saying there was two things he was going to do. If you won the draw, you could have a T-shirt that's got the logo on the information about the play, and you could have tickets to the next show. We don't know what it is yet, but you're going to have tickets to the next show. So that's got us kind of excited too.
I love that. What a producer he is.
Yeah. I think in his notes in the program, I think he puts it very well. He says, we don't know what we're going to do next, and we don't have a calendar year by year, but when we find the play that we feel is the right play to polish and present here in the county, that's the one it'll be, and we don't know when, but there'll be another one.
Yes, but this play first, so exactly. Thank you all so much for being here today, and I hope you have a fantastic run.
Thank you.
I have been speaking with Fred Robinson, Joan McBride, and John Coneskin about On a First Name Basis, which is running until October 5th at the Mount Tabor Playhouse in Milford. So for more information on that, you can go to countyroadstheatre.ca. And don't forget that tomorrow there will be another special presentation of Suzanne Pasternak's audio drama, The Story of the 1917 Halifax Explosion and the Boston Tree, featuring 99.3's own Sam St. Omer as the narrator. And that's at 2 p.m. at the Glenwood Cemetery Chapel. Admission is by donation, and the monies raised will go to support the ongoing maintenance of the historic Glenwood Chapel. And that is it for our show today, art fans. If you have an arts event in Prince Edward County that you want us to know about, please do shoot us an email. Our address is artscene@993countyfm.ca. I'm Krista Delby, and you've been listening to Art Scene on the County Grapevine. Over to you, Craig.
This has been a presentation of CJPE, 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county in Prince Edward County.